Early last week, Juba Kator's High Court ordered the Juba Monitor to shut down operation. The court order, seen by South Sudan in Focus, also froze all bank accounts of the newspaper. A lawyer representing the family of Alfred Taban, who founded the paper, said the family sued the paper publisher, Grand African Media, over what he calls a management dispute. 3 days after the court order, editor-in-chief Anna Mariano confirmed the dispute had lingered between the paper's management and the Taban's family, but she told South Sudan in Focus the paper was still in business covering the news. Bechu Pitia Lagu, the lawyer representing Taban's family, says Namiriano was arrested yesterday for defying the court order.
It is the court who arrested her on charges of contempt of court order, because Anne has deliberately refused to implement the court ruling, which was passed on the 13th of this month, asking her to close down the newspaper, cease the activities of the company, and so forth. In failing to abide with that, the court decided to consider that a contempt of court order, and as a result, a warrant of arrest was issued and executed by the police.
Namiriano's lawyer, Lazarus Yugu, says he has yet to receive any official communication from the judge who issued the order explaining why his client was arrested. Yugo insists that his client's arrest was illegal.
There is no reason why the judge should actually issue that order. There is no court contempt at all, because all of us, we were present at the court. We were present at the court, and I think this company is not actually a foreign company, whereby a judge may suspect them to of maybe absconding, running away from the jurisdiction or something of that kind. The parties are present before the judge.
Yugo says Namiriano asked him to file an appeal against the order. He says the Juba Monitor continued covering news and publishing its paper because management had paid printing fee for a week in advance. He says Grand African Media Service, the paper publisher, was also waiting for some direction from the court.
Already had some orders. There was a company had actually some orders already being passed to the printing press for the printing of the papers. You know, they have already paid for 1 week, and they were in a call of just wanted to print for the week actually paid. You see, and while here the court has not yet appointed these guys who are supposed now to start the implementing the order. So they were at the court, even with the judge. We were hoping that the judge will have given us some further directives.
The Monitor, one of South Sudan's oldest English newspaper, was established in Juba in 2011 after Southern Sudan seceded from the rest of Sudan. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.